80s, 90s, QK, and today, the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock in the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. If you've been thinking about upgrading your home theater system, you gotta stop into Patterson's Audio and Video. You can stop in when they open back up, and we'll know more about that later today when Governor Little has his press conference. But in the meantime, you can certainly give him a call, 208-678-6997. Patterson's Audio and Video will help you pick out the system that is perfect for you. They'll even get it installed, and you know they now offer in-house financing. Again, when things open back up, you can stop by and see him in person across the street from the Birdie Skate Park, or you can give him a call today at 208-678-6997. It's Wednesday morning, and that means we get to visit with one of my favorite guests. It's Executive Director Cheryl Viola of the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. How you doing?
You just love to say that title.
I do. It's a big title, and in my opinion, the bigger the title, the more exciting it is for me to say. The only thing that would make it more exciting is if you started putting letters at the end of it, like doctors do. If it was like Executive Director Cheryl Viola, X25.
MBA.
Are there actual letters at the end of it?
Well, at the end of the title, no, but you know, I guess if you really want to get technical, since I have my MBA, you can put MBA behind it.
From here on out, you're Cheryl Viola, MBA, Executive Director of the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. We got exciting stuff to talk about today. Before we got on the air, you had mentioned to me something that we'll get a little more into detail about next hour, but I wanted to mention it right at the top of our chat. There's a lot of people right now who have been furloughed. There's a lot of people who are out of work. You have put together an event along with a couple of other organizations that is all about helping these people find positions to get them by until the world opens back up.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're so excited to be partnering with BBSI on this. And what we've got going on, and you can register on the visitjeromeidaho.com website right now, is a virtual chamber luncheon happening Wednesday the 22nd, so in a week. This is happening from 12 to 1, where Neil from BBSI is going to do all the ins and outs on helping businesses apply for the Payroll Protection Program loan, also called the PPP loan. So like you said, Brock, we can get into more information about it. There's not very much time to register. It will be a Zoom meeting. It's free. And so we will talk more about that next time. But mark your calendars and get on the website and register for this, because they have become the experts and follow it very closely and will give us, like I said, all the tips and tricks on how to get that through to help make sure businesses can make their payroll.
The website, of course, visit jeromeidaho.com. And that is where you can also go to get a more in-detailed look at what we're talking about this morning, living through the economic recession, something that we are all getting way too familiar with.
Yeah. First of all, I want to point out that the economic downturn did not start with COVID-19.
When did it start?
Well, it actually, you know, started before that. We started having problems when President Trump was, renegotiating the Mexico-Canada Free Trade Agreement. We've seen things with the oil. There's been where things have just not been able to have been moved as quickly going, offshore as much as it used to be. But one of the things, historically, recessions occur when people, either there's a stop in purchasing, there's high interest rates, stock market crashes, the stock market had started to crash before COVID. And so that would have been the start of the recession, falling house prices, deflation. There's all sorts of things that cause an economic recession. The only thing that what this situation has done with COVID is it's kind of helped speed it up exponentially.
It's kind of put it in fast forward.
It has, very much so. But there are things that we can do. You know, the best way for individuals and businesses to prepare for recessions is to learn how to not live paycheck to paycheck,
which is something that is easier said than done, but it can be done.
It can be done. Absolutely. Some time ago, we had done a segment on basic budgeting. And so on the blog, there is a talk about it. So we're going to touch on that a little bit. And we're going to go into other things that people can do. And I know that we're in the middle of it right now, but some of these tips you can still start practicing and then continue to do them after we come out of the recession so that you're prepared. Because we all know that, you know, through history, this is a roller coaster. We're always, you know, we have good times and then we drop into recessions and we have good times and we drop. So having these skill set and practices will just protects you and your loved ones for now and into the future.
This budget spreadsheet that you have, I just wanted to point out again, and I know when we first talked about this, and I think it's probably going back a year or so, this is such a useful and resourceful spreadsheet for you to go in, print it out. You can save the spreadsheet. You can do it every month. I mean, if you're a household that budgets every month, great. If you're a household that budgets every 2 weeks, great. It works either way. But it's really a handy tool for those who are just trying to kind of wrap their head around establishing a household budget. And you can get that at visitjeromeidaho.com as well. Just click on the blog link. But there's some other stuff that we can be doing in addition to establishing the budget.
Well, yeah, I mean, the budget is the start of it, and so many of it all rolls in together. So when we're talking about taking a budget, is right now you need to be taking a very hard, honest look at your finances. And one of the first things a lot of people cut when they need to cut expenditures is the cable. Mm-hmm. But the biggest trap that we have in today's society with technology is the monthly reoccurring automatic payments, i.e. Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus. So you need to sit down as a family and discuss, do we need to subscribe to all three of them? Or can we cut back and only have one? And which one do you keep? And so this is where you have to have that very honest, hard discussion about what is necessity. Mm-hmm. And what is a want?
I will go so far as to say that I think if you're a family who gets together and enjoys TV and enjoys watching movies together, one of them is very likely a necessity because that's something as a family that you're doing together. But like you said, if you're subscribing to Hulu and you're subscribing to Netflix and you just got on board the new Quibi and you're doing Disney, I mean, there's a lot of money that goes out, even though those subscriptions are $8, $9, $10 a month. You add them up, that's a pretty big chunk of cash.
It is. And then here's one of the best tips that I'd ever read about when you look at Dave Ramsey, you look at anybody else about trying to save for the future, and you're going, how am I supposed to have an emergency fund or save a savings account when I have no extra money? Well, that money that you spent on that cable bill or that money that you saved when you cut those subscriptions, you turn around and have that money automatically deposited into the savings account. You're already thinking it's gone because you have already been sending it to begin with. But instead of sending it to that company for that service, you're now putting it into a bank account for the rainy day fund.
We've done that so many times in my house where, let's say, and big things, like when you pay off a car loan or something like that, you're already so conditioned to be living without that money in your disposable income. It only takes one extra step to say, okay, bank, I want you to take the, $200 or $250, whatever it was that we were paying for our car, roll that into my savings account. And you'd be surprised at even the little stuff. Even if you cut 3 out of the 4 streaming services, you'd be surprised at how quickly that money adds up.
Exactly. So this is where on the blog is, a specific thing. You see that on your cheat sheet. It says, be brutally honest.
Yep.
Because this is where you have to be. And there's a mantra that one of the blog sites I came across where they said, start practicing saying it now. It would be nice to have, if you want to go out and purchase this, it'd be nice to have such and such, but it would be much nicer to pay off my debt.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Yes. So this all kind of rolls in, downsizing to a more frugal lifestyle. On the blog, I've got an extended description and personal story where when I had my first child, we went from a 2-income family to a 1-income family. And on top of that all, we moved to a new state and started grad school.
That's a lot of stuff happening all at once.
That is a lot of stuff. And so we downsized from 2 vehicles to 1 vehicle and gave up a sacrifice, a lot of other things. We cut out entertainment altogether. I'm not saying that people need to do that. But my point is it can be done.
You just got to put your mind to it and figure out, like you said, what can you live without? It's nice to have stuff, but can you live without some of it?
Yeah.
And I think to summarize everything that we've been talking about here, we can't control the recession. That's something that's just going to happen. But like you've just explained, we can control how we prepare ourselves for tough financial times like a lot of us are up against right now.
Yeah. And learning to live within your means, learning to live on less than what you make will still allow you the freedom to have a fun lifestyle where you can still do, you know, that annual family vacation and stuff like that. It's a matter of how to set your budget in such a way that you can have those savings to do those things and prepare for other economic hardships.
You've got a lot of this stuff, again, in more detailed format on the blog. And I want to mention again, if you did not see Cheryl's budget spreadsheet when she originally posted this here a year, year and a half ago or whatever it was, it is a very resourceful tool. You can get that. You can read the whole blog entry online at visitjeromeidaho.com. That's visitjeromeidaho.com. We're going to take a break. We're going to get into your news and your weather at the top of the hour. We're going to play a couple of songs, and then we're going to come back with Cheryl, and we're going to talk a little more about this virtual chamber luncheon coming up next Wednesday, April 22nd, and we're going to congratulate our industry of the week. It's all coming up on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.